Airline Mysteries.
Air travel is one of the safest forms of transport. But when things go wrong, they usually end in tragedy or mystery, as these two cases clearly show.
Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart, born on the 24th of July, 1897, was the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. In 1937, she set herself a new challenge, to be the first person to circumnavigate the globe by flying around the equator. The round-the-world trip started on the 1st of June, 1937, when Amelia and navigator Fred Noonan set off from Miami, USA. After several stops in South America, Africa, and Asia, they arrived at Ley, in New Guinea, on the 29th of June, 1937. At this stage, they'd completed about 35,000 kilometers of the journey, with just 11,000 kilometers to do across the Pacific. On the 2nd of July, Earhart and Noonan took off from Ley en route to Howland Island, a small strip of land just 2,000 meters long and about 4,000 kilometers away. A radio message was received during the approach to the island, but the signal was lost and the plane disappeared. An extensive search was carried out that lasted for several weeks, but nothing was ever found.
So, what had happened? There are several theories. Some say that the plane ran out of fuel and that Earhart and Noonan ditched at sea. Others claim that Amelia was a spy and that she'd been shot down and captured by Japanese forces. Some believe she faked her own death, and a few even claim she was abducted by aliens. In 2013, researchers from the organization TIGHAR claimed they discovered the remains of her plane off the coast of Nikumaroro Island. In past expeditions, they'd found some unusual artifacts there, including some sun cream from the 1930s and buttons from a flight jacket. Has the mystery been solved? We'll have to wait and see.
D.B. Cooper. In 1971, an unidentified man hijacked a Boeing 727 and escaped by parachuting out of the back. The incident began on the 24th of November, 1971, at Portland International Airport in Portland, Oregon, USA. A man who identified himself as Dan Cooper bought a one-way ticket to Seattle, Washington, a 30-minute flight. Cooper boarded the aircraft and took his seat. Shortly after takeoff, he passed a note to a flight attendant. It said he had a bomb in his briefcase and that he was prepared to use it. His demands were simple: 200,000 American dollars, four parachutes, and a fuel truck to refuel the aircraft. The pilot was informed, and he contacted Seattle-Tacoma Airport Traffic Control, who informed the local police and the FBI.
FBI agents got the money and handed it over, along with the parachutes. At approximately 7:40 p.m., the plane took off again, with just five people on board: the pilot, a co-pilot, a flight engineer, a flight attendant, and Cooper. About half an hour into the flight, and with everyone in the cockpit, Cooper lowered the rear air stair and parachuted out. The aircraft eventually landed at 10:15 p.m. at Reno Airport in Nevada. Police and FBI agents surrounded the jet and searched it carefully, but Cooper was nowhere to be found. Over the years, police have followed hundreds of leads, but haven't been able to identify the mysterious Cooper.